morning, and Lord, help us to commence with hymn 806, the first part. Christ is the friend of sinners, be that forgotten never, a wounded soul and not a whole becomes a true believer. To see sin smarts but slightly, to own with lip confession is easier still, but oh to feel cuts deep beyond expression. Hymn 806, the first part.
Thank you. the Lord help us to read together from his holy word, from the prophecy of Jeremiah, chapter 8. And we'll finish the reading with the first verse of chapter 9. Jeremiah, chapter 8. At that time, saith the Lord, they shall bring out the bones of the kings of Judah, and the bones of his princes, and the bones of the priests, and the bones of the prophets, and the bones of the inhabitants of Jerusalem out of their graves. And they shall spread them before the sun and the moon, and all the host of heaven, whom they have loved, and whom they have served, and after whom they have walked, and whom they have sought, and whom they have worshipped. They shall not be gathered, nor buried, nor be buried. They shall be for dung upon the face of the earth. And death shall be chosen rather than life, by all the residue of them that remain of this evil family, which remain in all the places whither I have driven them, saith the Lord of hosts. Moreover, thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord, they shall fall, and not arise. Shall he turn away and not return? Why then is this people of Jerusalem slidden back by a perpetual backsliding? They hold fast deceit. They refuse to return. I hearkened and heard, but they spake not aright. No man repented him of his wickedness, saying, what have I done? Every one turned to his course, as the horse rusheth into the battle. Yea, the stork in the heaven knoweth her appointed times, and the turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people know not the judgment of the Lord. How do ye say, we are wise, and the law of the Lord is with us? Lo, certainly in vain made he it. The pen of the scribes is in vain. The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord. And what wisdom is in them? Therefore will I give their wives unto others, and their fields to them that shall inherit them. For every one from the least even unto the greatest is given to covetousness. From the prophet even unto the priest, every one dealeth falsely. For they have healed the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore shall they fall among them that fall, In the time of their visitation they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. I will surely consume them, saith the Lord. There shall be no grapes on the vine, nor figs on the fig tree. And the leaf shall fade, and the things that I have given them shall pass away from them. Why do we sit still? Assemble yourselves, and let us enter into the defense cities, and let us be silent there. For the Lord our God hath put us to silence, and given us water of gall to drink, because we have sinned against the Lord. We look for peace, but no good came, and for a time of health, and behold trouble. The snorting of his horses was heard from Dan. The whole land trembled at the sound of the neighing of his strong ones, for they are come, and have devoured the land, and all that is in it, the city, and those that dwell therein. For behold, I will send serpents, cockatrices among them, which will not be charmed, and they shall bite you, saith the Lord. When I would comfort myself against sorrow, my heart is faint in me. Behold the voice of the cry of the daughter of my people, because of them that dwell in a far country. Is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her king in her? Why have they provoked me to anger with their graven images and with strange vanities? The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. For the hurt of the daughter of my people am I hurt. I am black. Astonishment hath taken hold on me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? Oh, that my head were waters, and mine eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. We'll leave the reading there. May the Lord bless the reading of his holy, searching, solemn word. Now may help us to pray. Almighty God, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And O Lord, we are sin. We are vile. We are so far off. Lord, we are unclean, unclean, unclean. And we have to say, can ever God dwell here? Yet there is mercy with thee, that thou mayest be feared. And oh, we cling, Lord, to thy sacred word. Great is our need of it. Oh, Lord, do in thy rich mercy help us then. Foul to the fountain fly. Wash me, Saviour, or I die. to be found looking unto Jesus, to be found, Lord, pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Lord, thou knowest our sin and how far short then we come. And thou knowest the sin that does so easily beset us. But, O Lord, we would find that in thy word that does sinners good. We would find, Lord, that that breaks down the harder marble of the heart. We would find that that is sweet to our taste. Arise, eat, the journey is too great for thee. That that alone will satisfy a needy sinner. Lord, we pray then, as we plead that man doth not live by bread alone, but may it be by every word that proceeds from thee. O Lord, do feed souls this night. Send none empty away. We stand in such a solemn place. And O Lord, thou knowest the accountability. Feed my sheep, feed my lambs. O blessed Spirit of truth, rend the heavens and come down. Meet the needs of sinners. O blessedly, gloriously, take of the things, Lord, of thy precious word, and reveal unto us Jesus. May we find the deep that coucheth beneath. Lord, do meet the need of those in trouble, those cast down, those in impossibility, those that know not which way to turn, those that know, Lord, the power of the enemy and the subtlety, Lord, of Satan. But, oh, may thine own word, Lord, blessedly, blessedly shine through that rock which is Christ, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today and forever. Do in thy rich mercy, Lord, meet the needs of thy dear people here. Satisfy them early with thy mercy. Oh, may they prove, Lord, thy help. May they lean upon their beloved. May they draw that help from above. This is the way, walk ye in it. Turn not to the right hand or to the left. May there be his track I see, and I'll pursue the narrow way till him I view. Lord, we do plead mercy once more, the dear children and dear younger ones. Lord, do keep them as the very apple of thine eye. We do give thanks for thy keeping mercies and every mercy known. And oh, we pray for it still. And Lord, we pray that thou would watch over them then. But oh, that they may all be taught of the Lord. Lord, may there be that even whilst young in years. Oh, speak to them. And Lord, show them thy way. Show them something of their great need. Then lead to Jesus' blood. And to their wandering view reveal the secret love of God. Lord, do bless seeking souls, younger ones, older ones, those in the midst of life. Meet the needs, Lord, of those now grown up in years, life's pathway before. Meet it in education. Meet it in employment. meeting concerning loved ones to walk together with in the pathway of life, meeting concerning those places of abode, meet it, dear Lord, concerning spiritual homes. There my best friends, my kindred dwell. There God, my Saviour, reigns. Lord, we do pray that Thou would meet the needs then of those that bear the burden and heat of the day. And Lord, spiritual mothers, fathers in Israel. Oh, for this child I prayed. Oh, Lord, do be very gracious unto them. Strengthen them, be with them. May they be favoured still to lean upon their beloved. This same Jesus. Oh, do preciously, gloriously shine through thy word this night. Oh, thou knowest where there is the Lord, help me. Take by the hand, lead into the truth as it is in Jesus then. In mercy, remember those that do mourn. Oh, Lord, there are the young that mourn. There are older ones also. Be very gracious unto them. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Lord, we do pray then that thou would, Lord, grant thy strengthening mercies. Grant help and healing. And oh, do prove I will restore. In mercy then may that healing virtue flow. Lord, we do pray that thou would, in thy mercy, remember those, Lord, with increasing afflictions, perhaps in old age, perhaps in loneliness. In mercy do be their help, their God, and prepare each one for all thy will, and to stand before thee. And Lord, thou knowest if any come in special need, special trouble, favour them to lean upon their beloved. May there be answers of peace for them. May there be a blessed fear not. Oh, do prove, Lord, that thou art with them in all the pathways. Remember and do bless those with child. Grant that strength to carry. And, O Lord, do we would pray, bless with a whole child. In mercy, then, prepare us each for all thy will and to stand before thy face. In mercy, help as we would turn to thy holy word of truth. Lord, we do pray that thou would, Lord, open it up, feed souls from it. Take us then, and oh, do prove certainly I will be with thee. Lord, grant that to thy honour and glory, meet each need. And oh, Lord, we do pray that thou would hear the cries of this church of hear the cries of their dear deacons, each one, and bind in thy fear and in thy love. We do pray, Lord, that thou would help also, as we, if it be thy will, come to thy table. Not unto us, not unto us, but unto thy name, that honour, that glory. Lord, oh, to be favoured to remember thee. Do remember thy dear servants. Remember thy people where they gather. Remember those at home. We trust thy servant among them. Feed the flock with food convenient. But Lord, we think of one of thy servants particularly, that may be in a home or to shortly go in perhaps. Lord, be very near to him. And Lord, do bless him in his own soul. In, Lord, the pathway may thy visits be often of late. Lord, thou hast used and blessed to thy honour and glory in days past. He's preached Christ and him crucified with that dew of heaven. And, O Lord, we do pray that thou would raise up others as thy servants, Lord, aged now, many of them. Lord, do go out into the highways, hedges, blessed Spirit of truth. Thou art able of these stones to raise up children of Abraham. And Lord, canst thou not yet thrust forth those with voice to wake the dead? Oh, those, Lord, that will travail for precious souls. Lord, we plead thy mercy in this, and we pray the Lord of the harvest still in this. And we do pray that thou would grant to this church and people a pastor indeed after thine own heart, to feed them with that knowledge and understanding. In mercy then, gather as one and build on that one foundation, Jesus Christ and him crucified. Now, Lord, remember those in authority over us, in our royal house, in our parliament, those, Lord, that keep the peace at home and abroad. And, Lord, as the wicked plotteth, bring them to nothing. Blessed Lamb, do thou overcome. Overcome. Help in the sing of the hymns. Lord, and if any feel left out of the prayers, do thou, Lord, draw near and go with them this night. We beg help then from above, as we plead it for Jesus Christ's sake.
Hymn 1038. Sinners in their deep affliction sigh and groan beneath their load, long to read their own election and with pleasure say, My God, trembling, fearing, hoping still in Jesus' blood. Hymn 1038.
Thank you.
in humble and complete dependence upon the Lord for needed help. I direct your prayerful attention to the portion that we read, Jeremiah chapter 8 and the first part of the last verse. Jeremiah chapter 8 and the first part of the last verse. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? It goes on, why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? Solemn portion of the Lord's word. Searching portion. Sometimes, as the Lord lays a word in the heart of his servants, and it may be a word that's taken much travail, sometimes the word comes, we're not even expecting it, and other times there is that travail for his word, his will, his way. For we dread to be left. But oh, may thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Then when we look up the word, what a setting. What a background. Jeremiah, a faithful prophet. Jeremiah, born in the midst of a very evil day and generation. And dark, dark clouds were assembling. Yea, the Lord's judgments were imminent, and he saw them come to pass because of the sins of the daughter of my people. I see in it, oh, that very tender, that needs loving care and protection in this phrase. The daughter of my people. But oh, that also in which beauty should shine through to the Lord's honour, to the Lord's glory, to the Lord's praise. And beauty in every way, in a beautiful depth. But what does this faithful prophet see? Everywhere he looks, he sees the awful effects of sin. It's like a foul flood. Oh, a terrible stench that has got in and contaminated all. Perpetual backsliding. Fast deceit. They refuse to return. Why? Because we have sinned against the Lord. But don't look around, soul. Don't look at another. What lies within? the dear Lord made abundantly clear what lies within the heart of man. Out of the heart proceed those things that defile a man. I go back, and it is without any prior thought. I used to be asked to take the prayer meetings at one of the Croydon Chapel. Lord's dear servant now, in his great age, Mr. Wood, now of course with Christ, which is far better. But oh, that dear man, you know, you could see him as you went into the doors, he'd be coming along the street. Slowly, surely. But you know, as he stood up to pray, oh, the confession. You'd think he was the most depraved character in Croydon. Nay, in London, nay, in the land, in the world. But it all blessedly flowed out. Because mine eyes have seen the glory of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And oh, in contrast to that, he felt himself to be outside of Christ. Oh, such a hell-deserving wretch, the very basest and foulest of sinners. But you know, if you came in that house of prayer, from those things of the day, and all the things of this time stay, you know, you could groan with him step by step. Because in his confession, the Lord blessedly turned him. As he poured out his soul before the Lord, turned him to blessedly look to that balm in Gilead, to that blessed healing virtue. And I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. As that dire contagion of sin filled the vain soul, he looked and he lived. He lived in his Lord, he lived in his Saviour, he lived in the hope of Israel. Now so, how is it with you? How is it with me? We look for peace, but no good came. And for a time of help, and behold, trouble. It ends with an exclamation mark. Oh, the contrast, the emphasis, and oh, what trouble it was. But you know, this dear man, he couldn't turn from the trouble. None can accuse Jeremiah of turning from the trouble. He stayed with the Lord's dear people. Even when falsely accused. Oh, he was near them in their trouble, although he faithfully looked and he faithfully warned. Of judgment to come. But also The Lord blessedly showed him that time when he would appear, and I will restore the years that the locust, the cankerworm, hath eaten. But here, my heart is faint within me. Though solemn questions, is not the Lord in Zion, is not her King in her? Why have they provoked me to anger with their graven images and strange vanities? The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. For the hurt of the daughter of my people am I hurt. I am black. I understand that particularly speaks of one of the terrible effects, the grievous effects of famine and siege and going without food. The skin turns black. Astonishment hath taken hold on me. He sees that outpouring of those solemn judgments. But oh, you know, the very question gives an answer. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? We read of that balm in Gilead right back in Genesis. Those Ishmaelites to whom Joseph was sold, they were coming down with those balms and those spices. It's referred to quite a number of places in the Word of God. It was precious. It soothed. It was known for those precious things, that area. And is there no physician there? Is there nothing to heal? Is there nothing to heal? To blessedly soothe them, to take away the pain, to take away the distress. Balm in Gilead, of course, speaks of that. On the outside, that will be applied, I suppose, to the skin. But oh, what do you need balm on? Is it deep inside? Is it in the heart? Or do you have to say, defiled throughout by sin? Well, the dreadful, dreadful state then. That the Lord's dear people are got into. And the dreadful state of those literal sons and daughters of Abraham. But oh, this here, this question, this plea, can we say this prayer, this wrung out of the very soul before the Lord. Firstly, do we feel the need of it? When we read such searching portions of the Lord's Word, is there that that goes home? Do we have to say with dear Job, behold, I am vile? Are we taught something of what we are? Solemn indeed to come in to the Lord's house and go from it as a door upon its hinges, knowing no changes. Hard, dead, indifferent. Oh, that at times as the Lord's solemn word is read, as the Lord's solemn word searches us, oh, to go home and spread the matter before the Lord. Oh, to be led out in confession now. Ah, we're getting there, soul. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no place? As we tried to describe that dear late servant of Christ, as the Lord turned him in prayer, he found something to look to. He found something to soothe, something to heal, something to hope in, something to look to, something to perfume. And oh, to take away that horrible stench of that being eaten away. Is there no balm in Gilead? Well, it is to be found. Oh, soul, it is to be found at the throne of grace. Oh, that we might come before our God. Lord, can we find that help in the hour of need? Can we find that despite, Lord, our wretched sin, our confusion of faith, the sin that does so easily beset? Despite that, Lord, that eats away, despite that, oh, drags us so down and makes our strength ebb away, tossed, tried, troubled. Do you need balm? Do you need that to blessedly flow? We read of it in Zechariah, don't we? We read of those two olive trees, we read of that candlestick, and we read of that that blessedly flows. Oh, that it might flow to my soul. Oh, that there might be that rich perfume, that fills the house. Lord, the house of my soul, to his honour, to his glory, to his praise. To come before him, such a sinner, so vile, so full of sin. I think of those 10 lepers. Those lepers, you know, they had to wear that marked them out from others. Because their leprosy was so contagious. And there were rags thrown out by others. And they needed that to bind up the awful effects of the leprosy. Truly they were unclean, unclean, unclean. Don't approach unto me. Is there no balm in Gilead? But they could approach unto Jesus. They would come before him. They could bring their need there. And you, sinner, can still take your need to the throne of grace. To that blood-sprinkled place of pure gold, an exceeding great and precious promise, there I will meet with thee, there, sinner, I will meet with thee. Balm in Gilead, help from above, that will blessedly soothe. This afternoon, where we were, the word was from Mark 4, peace be still. You know, There's a precious peace that flows from this balm. There's none like this balm. This peace of God passeth understanding. And oh, it stops the rage. It stops the howling of the wind. It stops that threatening to overcome. It stops that. Now we read of that vessel was full, couldn't take any more. Capsized, throwing them all into the deep was imminent. But oh, balm in Gilead. Is it precious? Is it precious to a fearful sinner? Is it precious to a trembling sinner? Is it precious to a far-off sinner? Look for it, soul. Search for it. Cry for it. Travail for it. But oh, that ere the services of the Lord's house might come to a close, you might know a touch of it. I know a dear mother in Israel. She told me, blessed occasion. Yes, it was the third service of the Lord's house that day. And there'd been no help thus far. But the Lord's day had not yet ended. Where we were on our holiday last year, oh, the Lord spoke. I knew he would speak. Such had been the travel of my soul, and such had been that laid upon me that Saturday evening. Oh, the Lord must speak. But it wasn't there in the morning. There was no balm in Gilead. There was not that that flowed. The gospel was preached. Oh, there was that that would do sinners good. But that particular blessing, that particular mercy, that the Lord had laid on my soul was not there. But oh, this balm in Gilead, this, you see, made suitable sinner for you. This particularly for you. Is there no balm in Gilead? Oh, that Lord's Day evening, directly the word was given out. There it was, balm. So suitable. It met the case. It was the Lord's word. Healing virtue flowed. This same Jesus was there, shining through his precious word. There was that the blessed Spirit took. The one that preached knew nothing of it. We were total strangers in the flesh, but oh, knit together in the bonds of the everlasting gospel. In the hope of Israel, balm in Gilead. He'd known it. He'd tasted it, handled it, felt it. It had done his soul good. And there was that that blessedly, blessedly flowed. Now, what of the burden? What of the exercises? What of the needs of the Lord's dear people? What of those things the Lord lays upon one and another? Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? The marginal rendering is gone up, lifting up. Now, so ye have need of patience. Oh, what a mercy when the Lord comes. My mind goes to and again without prior thought. That little maid. And when the Lord Jesus spake that the maid is not dead but sleepeth, they laughed him to scorn. Is there no balm in Gilead? Clearly, the maid was dead. But oh, soul, I have power. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. I have power to lay down my life. I have power to take it up again. And oh, through him, and alone through him, there is that resurrection that is blessedly, blessedly known. So you're still on praying ground. Is there no balm in Gilead? There is indeed. The Lord knows. Blessed be his holy name. And in his time and in his way he will appear and make the crooked things straight and the rough places plain. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel thou shalt be made a plain. No balm in Gilead, soul, if the Lord would blessedly show. Oh, that he will appear. In his time and in his way. Oh, it is well then. Yes, well while life endure, and well when called to die. You see, there is that in faith. And faith found on that rock, which is Christ, is built upon a rock. And yes, the storms will come. The rain will beat, but it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. No balm in Gilead. Pray on, so. Look on, so. And may the Lord blessedly, blessedly soothe. And oh, grant that help. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. And there's balm in that. I keep having to go down back to it tonight. Back to those spots and places where, oh, there is that laying help upon him, that mighty Saviour, that mighty God. There's balm. So, oh, in that blessed, blessed working, that hidden work, that takes root downward, and that will bring forth fruit to his honour, to his glory, to his praise. I will work, and who shall let it? Is there no balm in Gilead? The vision is yet for an appointed time, though it tarry, wait for it. So, is there no balm in Gilead? There's something precious, you know, in waiting upon the Lord. He keeps them waiting stand till he complete their hope. And from time to time there'll be a stirring up. And again a looking unto Jesus. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. I go back once more to that precious word. It's a precious word to me. That Peter opens in that first epistle general. He looks, you see, to that abundant mercy, that lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. He looks at that incorruptible inheritance, undefiled, that fadeth not away. You see, that laid up in store, the blessed scent, you know, that balm in Gilead, that physician there, it'll be fulfilled in glory with Christ, which is far better. But oh, that ready to be revealed, but this was the word wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. Many, various. And oh, those things in whom the old enemy works. He wouldn't have you find this balm in Gilead. He wouldn't have you find that good physician. He wouldn't have you find that healing virtue to flow. Again, my mind goes to that dear Lord's late servant, one of the deep, deep places he sometimes spoke of. He was found in. And as I trust a fellow Lord's servant, although I've not known that depth, I can come in a little as he sat down, as it were, in the ashes of it on the Saturday evening, the Lord's day before. How could he go on? How could he preach? Do you know what word the Lord gave him? Three little words, but oh, so pregnant with truth and blessing. The very balm of Gilead, the very good physician, he was there. Very simply. Oh, his Lord was there. I think of those on that Emmaus road. Now you tell me what they understood. This was he whom we trusted would deliver Israel. This was that long expected Messiah. This was that long expected Jesus. Emmanuel, God with us. And now where were they? They'd witnessed the agony. They'd witnessed the darkness. They'd witnessed the dead body taken down from the cross. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? And who had done it? Though, yes, in authority over them, of their own land and nation. Crucify him, crucify him. But oh, that walk. Can you come in on that walk? Oh, as they converse one with the other. But the Lord of life and glory draws near and goes with them. What a mercy. What a favour. And what a turnus, and we shall be turned. As the Lord so opened the word, and there was a feeding upon it. Balm in Gilead, soul, it flowed then. There was that sacred that filled, perfumed their very hearts, their very souls. They burned within. What an effect. And the Lord was revealed in the breaking of bread. Oh, you see, when they go back and tell the disciples, they found him. The Lord is risen and hath appeared. No physician there. Oh, blessed, blessed be his holy name, you see. Where was the old enemy now? Where was the power of darkness now? Where were those that triumphed in wagging their heads now? Oh, there was still balm in Gilead. There was still the hope of Israel. There was still, blessed be his holy name, that healing virtue. And we read ere long of those unlearned and ignorant men appearing and testifying. They took knowledge of them that they'd been with Jesus, and they marvelled. This is our God. This is our Saviour. This is our Redeemer. This is my Lord and my God. Whatever it may be, remember, dear soul, he was there. Now, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Search the word. We had that this morning, did we not? How the Lord spake through his dear servant to encourage the dear people to go on. To fear not. And oh, may you find it as you turn to the word of the Lord. Balm in Gilead. I think of that poor woman that came with her afflicted daughter before the Lord. Lord, help me. Yes, not meat to give the children's bread to dogs, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. O woman, great is thy faith. Where is faith found? It's given. It's given from above, is put within to preciously plead, to lay help upon one that is mighty then. Oh, and oh, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. No balm in Gilead, no physician there, she found it. She found her Lord, she found her Saviour. The one that has spent all that she had and rather grew worse. She found her Lord, she found her Saviour. Dear Ruth, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. She clave unto her. Hannah also. Oh, in that bitterness, in that weeping pathway. She found, misunderstood, you see. Oh, yes, she came to that spot and place. where the Lord remembered her. They're precious, precious words. No balm in Gilead, no physician there. It's Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. May the Lord then, in all the pathway, blessedly, blessedly seal it. But, dear seeking souls, far off souls, burdened souls, cast down souls, weary souls, there is that here for you. And souls that feel, oh, no good came. Behold trouble. If we read through Jeremiah, there's some deep and precious truths found in Jeremiah. There's, as it were, some nuggets of pure gold and hope. There's balm there. There's the good physician there. There's help there. And you know, it's as precious as the gospel. Indeed, it is the gospel. Oh, but oh, in that precious sense that there is that looking unto Jesus, that yet to come, but that has now come in Christ Jesus and been fulfilled. Return to it, dear soul. Go again 7 times. Oh, there was but one little sign. That servant of Elijah came back with the 7th time. A small cloud. Size of a man's hand. But what was it? The sound of abundance of rain. There'd been a famine. There'd been no showers of blessing. No rain upon the earth. But so, now, oh, he ran before, did the Lord's dear servant. We read in the close of James, Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not upon the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? He prayed again. And the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. What a blessing. Confess your faults one to another. Pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We must leave it. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? May the Lord grant prayer. May he grant praise. And may we know the preciousness of that good physician. And that balm in Christ Jesus. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day were £640, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Warren will administer the Lord's Supper after this service. Mr. Fred Ince will preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Chapman next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 444. Defiled I am indeed, defiled throughout by sin. Thy purple fountain, Lord, I need to wash a leper clean. Hymn 444.
Precious balm in Christ Jesus. Lord, do forgive all spoken amiss. Bless abundantly, bless thine own pure word. Take us at the close of the services of thy house, as we go in peace and safety. Enable us to continue in prayer. Continue looking unto Jesus. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.